Thank you. In this study, we were interested in the nitrogen and phosphorus-based manure application strategy effects on corn yield and soil phosphorus. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this work, Todd Androsky and Kerry Lebosky. Manure application to cropland is usually made at rates that provide the nitrogen requirement of the crop to be grown, and that typically results in an accumulation of excess phosphorus in soils, which can increase the risk of phosphorus losses in runoff. Phosphorus-based application rates, on the other hand, where manure is applied to meet the phosphorus removal of the crop to be grown, are a method of diminishing the phosphorus accumulation associated with manure applications and also reducing the risk of phosphorus loss in runoff. The objectives of this experiment were to determine the effects of nitrogen and phosphorus-based manure application rates and several tillage methods on corn grain yield and crop phosphorus removal and soil test phosphorus level. The treatments that were used included three tillages, no-till and two chisel plow treatments, and three manure treatments that were applied every year for 5 years using semi-solid dairy manure. The manure treatments included the control, a nitrogen-based treatment that was applied with a target nitrogen application rate of 179 kilograms per hectare, and the P-based rate that was applied to give 29 kilograms of phosphorus per hectare as the phosphorus requirement of the crop to be grown. Now, nitrogen rates were equalized at the 179 kilogram per hectare level using fertilizer nitrogen in both the control and the P-based treatment. With this combination of treatments, the fall chisel plow treatment incorporated the manure in the fall, whereas in the spring chisel plow treatment, the manure remained unincorporated over the winter period. We also had a residual phase following the 5 year manure application period, running for 4 years, where the manure treatments were discontinued. The tillage treatments were, however, continued, and fertilizer nitrogen was applied at the 179 kilogram per hectare rate for all treatments. And we continued to monitor corn yield, soil phosphorus, and soil organic matter measurements. The treatments that we had resulted in substantial residue cover differences among these treatments, and I show you two photos here to illustrate that. This is the treatment that had the least residue cover, where we are looking at the fall chisel plow treatment that did not receive manure. And the other extreme is the no-till receiving the N-based manure rate of 72 megagrams per hectare of semi-solid dairy manure. Now, if we look first at the tillage and manure treatment effects on corn grain yields during the manure application phase, we see that tillage treatments significantly influenced yields in three of the four years, whereas the manure treatment influenced yields in only one of the years. And in this case, we're using the 0.10 level to declare significance. In 2003 was a relatively dry growing season, so that tillage that conserved soil moisture, specifically no-till, resulted in higher yields. And I think that probably is also the reason for the manure effect, in that the more manure that was applied, the greater the yield, so that having more manure there also resulted in some moisture conservation. The other two significant tillage effects are most likely due to the influence of the tillage treatments on stand establishment. And in two of those years, the no-till stands were poorer than they were in the chisel plow treatments. If we look at corn yields averaged over the four-year manure application period, we see that on the average, neither the tillage nor the manure treatments had a significant influence on corn yield. Generally similar yields with all the treatments on the average. Now, if we turn our attention to tillage and residual manure effects on corn yield, this is the 4 years after the manure applications were discontinued. We see that in two of the years, again, tillage had an influence on yield, probably due again to either moisture conservation effects or influences on stand establishment. But to me, the interesting feature is that in years 3 and 4 after the manure applications were discontinued, manure had a significant influence on yield, and that influence was that the higher manure rates, specifically the N-based rate, significantly increased yields in both of those years. And if we take a look at the 2010 corn yield specifically, we can see that manure tended to increase yields in both of the manure application treatments, but the N-based rate actually produced a significant yield improvement. With the fall chisel plow treatments, we see a lower yield there, and I'm unable to explain why that occurred. We don't have any clear evidence of what influences were causing the lower yields in that treatment during 2010. We were also interested in looking at the influences of the manure treatments on soil P, which would provide some index of the risk of phosphorus losses in runoff. You can see here that initially we had a soil P test of 89. At the end of the manure application period, you can see that the P-based rates were, in fact, effective in preventing a buildup of soil P compared to the N-based rates. So there was an advantage to using the P-based rates to minimize the increase in soil test P. And toward the end of the residual period, you can see the same kind of an effect where the P-based rate resulted in a lower soil test P than what we found in the N-based rate. We also looked at soil organic matter changes as a result of the manure applications during the manure application phase and also during the residual phase. And these measurements, or actually the samples for these measurements, were taken such that residue either from crops or manure was not included in the material that was analyzed. Even so, we see that both of the manure treatments significantly increased soil organic matter in both the application phase and also in the residual phase, with the N-based rate having more manure applied, having the greatest effect on soil organic matter. So to summarize, we can say that N or P-based rates maintained or increased corn yields during the five-year annual manure application phase. Also, residual manure effects increased yields in years 3 and 4 after the manure additions ended. It's interesting to speculate about what might have contributed to that. We did show some modest increase in soil organic matter, although I don't think that really could account for those yield benefits. And finally, I think this work indicates that a pea-based manure application strategy was effective in maintaining lower soil test pea levels during both annual applications of manure and during the residual phase after the manure applications were discontinued. Thank you. Apparently we have time for questions. Are there any questions? Yes. The phosphorus application rate was based on the anticipated phosphorus removal by corn. I probably didn't say that very clearly. It was 29 kilograms of P per hectare per year. Yes. Not according to our current soil test interpretations, because even in the control, we're still at a soil test level of about 50, and we wouldn't really expect corn to respond to phosphorus additions until you got down to something less than 30. Yes? No, the question was relative to the manure applications in no-till, how was that applied? And all of the manure applications were made surface broadcast, so it would have been broadcast over the whole plot area. Okay, thanks.